Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Fixed Income Desk. Asian markets on a firm footing this week as investor expectations that the Fed's policy action would remain muted and somewhat dovish. US Treasuries are a tad weak at 2.59%, while the yellow metal is maintaining its shine at $1,300 an ounce. The Indian rupee has appreciated strongly at the current reading of 68.85 against the greenback, and the recent trade data deficit coming in narrower than the previous reports. In the US, inflation gauges, both consumer and producer industrial production data and the Empire Manufacturing Report last week came below expectations, stoking demand for US Treasury bonds, pushing yields lower to 2.58%. This week we'll turn to the FOMC, that's March 20th, where the Federal Reserve is expected to maintain rates unchanged and provide further guidance on the timing and quantifying of the balance sheet normalization. The shape of the yield curve has witnessed some bull steepening, pushing the spread on 30-year minus 5-year to above 60 bips. This is a pure reflection of the inflation expectations and policymakers' pause on the rates outlook. That said, the move witnessed on the front end of US rates are now pricing the Fed OIS, signifying a 25 bip cut by at least to September 2020 meeting and close to 10 bips of rate cuts by the end of this year. Moreover, on yields, German bund yields have priced in the macroeconomic challenges cited by Mario Draghi earlier this month and appear to be moving towards the zero-bound territory. The 10-year maturities are currently at 0.07%, while the term premium for maturities up to 9 years are negative. US industrial production rose 0.1% in February, below consensus of 0.4%, raising investor concerns on the broader outlook on the manufacturing sector, which could dampen current benign growth expectations. The option-adjusted spread on the U.S. high yield has enjoyed a strong spread compression, benefiting from the risk-on sentiment as policymakers pause their aggressive monetary policy stances. U.S. high yield spreads have compressed from 537 bips to a current reading of 388 bips. The trailing 12-month U.S. high yield bond default rate will hit a 5-year low this month, according to Fitch Ratings. The agency reported that default rates would drop 1.4% this month from last month's reading of 2.5%. WTI and Brent lower at 58.27 and 67 respectively as participants wait for further cues from a planned meeting in Azerbaijan today of a committee of OPEC Plus members responsible for monitoring output. Last but not the least, coming up this week, global central banks from the Fed, Bank of England, Brazil, Colombia, Iceland, Switzerland, Philippines, Indonesia, Russia, Thailand and Norway are scheduled to release their rate decisions. Thank you. Good morning, sir.